Christ's sake.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Down control to major time. Well, yeah, it's 7:13 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Langley Schools Music Project and their version of Space Oddity. This week's tearjerker is only multi-award-winning author Darlene Lacey could possibly introduce it. It was self-released, I think, as a fundraiser for some schools, middle schools in British Columbia back in 1976. I got off the reissue. Innocence and Despair came out in 2001 on Bar None Records. Well, that year, The Birds and Mr. Spaceman. This week's song that everybody knows from the Fifth Dimension LP, 1966 on Columbia. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Montrose and Space Station Number 5 from the self-titled LP. Came out in 1973 on Warner Brothers. Forgot to tell you, heading into this break, what I was going to do in the second hour. Yes, I'll mangle another PSA. How's that sound? Anyway, the theme tonight is space. There will be some space theme or space-centric Christmas songs. I think there's one or two left. Yeah, there are actually a couple. One of them is a song poem. Next week there'll be a little more, and then on the 19th, we go mostly Christmas. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Laura.
From the Estate Owns the Ghost Show in Brooklyn, New York.
We were listening to the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO.
And we got sucked into some psychedelic cosmic doom.
Slow voice on a wave of ice. That weren't no is a star.
On the phone, dear. It wasn't that Francis girl, was it?
No, it was a very nice fellow. His firm wants to write music to my poem and turn it into a popular song.
You never wrote a poem.
Well, I told him that. He offered to write the poem, too.
I wanted to reach out and hug him, but just stood there, my
think you find a friend you need. Oh yeah. I'm looking in the universe. I'm looking in the universe, baby, to get a thing. I do believe I'm gonna to succeed someday. I think I'm looking for. I'm looking in the universe. I'm looking in the universe, baby, to get a thing. I do believe I'm gonna to succeed someday. I think I'm looking for.
Some 2080s some time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell to the off their ladders and into the trauma last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the do-it-yourselfers here at WMFO in Medford and the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the second hour. Back me up for the next to last time, the Loss with Rocket Ship. Just heard the Rabbits. They're from Greece. And a track called I'm Looking in the Universe, originally released on Panvox in Greece In 1966, I got off the compilation Greek Garage Bands of the 60s, 1997 on Music Box International. Well, that Heather Noel from the compilation American Song Poem Christmas 2003 on Bar None, and Santa Came on a Nuclear Missile. Unknown original label and release date, presumably the mid-80s actually. Kind of late in the song poem lifetime, a lifespan. We had David Bowie from the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Starman, 1972 on RCA Victor. And we kicked it off with Kooky and the Satellites, Kooky Cook. What a great rock and roll name. And Space Monster, previously unreleased, recorded around 1965. I got off the compilation. The Midnight Sound of the Milky Way came out in 2004 on Big Beat in the UK. Anyway, one long set, one kind of short set. A couple of them are mashups. They were big. I'm not always, you know, mashups aren't always done well, in my opinion. Although some of mine were pretty rotten. Anyway, why don't we get back in with these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Mifid.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Wait a minute! Oh. Get me out of here! Oh. I don't want to go on no moon! Oh. I don't want to be no astronaut! Oh. I just planned!
Blast! I don't want to go to the moon! I've got everything I need right here. Got my baby by my side, my 2 feet on the ground. And here I don't have no fear. No, 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 no. You can keep automobile. Take his space suit I can't wear. I'll find something to fit my bill. And listen, some men wanna be famous. They wanna walk on the moon and Mars. Wanna see things they haven't seen before. But I can see what I wanna see under these stars. Yeah. Your special announcer, our brave astronaut, is now 30 miles from the moon. And wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, he has something to say.
Get me out of here! I don't want to go no moon! Get me out of here! I'm scared of you by myself! This thing might crash! Please let me out of here! I might be killed! I want to go back there so I can shake a tail feather!
This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard. And every word of it's true, too. That's the fantastic part of it.
You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from our interplanetary newsroom. We switch you to Earth!
What's going on here, officer?
Well, I was just
standing on the corner watching all the girls go by
when I heard this piercing scream.
Day-o! Day-o!
It was Elvis. The outer space looter stole his teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Now we have Elvis here. Tell us, Elvis, how do you feel about the loss of your teddy bear?
I'm all shook up.
Have you a few words to the space looters?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Could you tell us what the space looters were wearing?
Black slacks. Black slacks.
And now we go to Ed on the planet Mars.
Come and go with me.
This is Mars. With me at this microphone are the gentlemen of the space cabinet. Sirs, have you a few words about this universal tragedy?
Such a shame, such a shame.
With me now is the head of the Interplanetary Police. Sir, what are you doing to recover Elvis' teddy bear?
Yeah, I've been searching.
We return you to our studios in the Outer Space Satellite.
Oh, yeah.
We have just made contact with Klug, the head of the Outer Space Looters. Klug, why did you steal Elvis' teddy bear?
He's mine.
Give yourself up, Klug. You'll be caught soon.
That'll be the day.
Listen now as we take you to the chambers of the High Prince of Luna to hear his views of this tragic event.
Have a little more wine, my dear. Oh, if the Prime Minister could see us now.
Now we have the president of the Elvis Fan Club. Have you a few words?
I think I'm gonna cry.
And now the president of the Pat Boone Fan Club. What are your comments?
Goody, goody.
With me now again is Elvis, who is going to make a personal appeal to the space looters to return his teddy bear.
But don't be cruel.
A late-minute bulletin, Elvis' teddy bear has been recovered. But the space looters have given the Interplanetary Police the cool shake.
Cool shake.
Heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Back me up for the last time, The Loss with a Rocket Ship, a demo recorder around 1965. I got off the early recordings, demos, acoustic and live, 1965 and 66. 1996 on Arf Arf. Just heard The Mad Martians and Outer Space Looters, Part 1, 1957 on the Satellite label. Well, now, Leith Stevens and his orchestra with a track called Escape from the Moon from the soundtrack to Destination Moon, George Pal Productions Presents, 1994 on Citadel was the CD reissue originally released, on Omega Disc, I'm sorry, in 1958. Destination Moon was released or debuted in 1950. But after Five Deuxtones and The Chicken Astronaut, originally released on the Wonderful label 1963, I got off the compilation Shake and Fit 1992 on Candy. And we kicked off the set, the next to last set of the evening, with Winifred Atwell and her piano, Spaceship Boogie, originally released on Decca in the UK in 1957. I got off the compilation Destination Forbidden Planet 2021 on Bear Family. Anyway, we got about 16 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
your hand. She said, whoa, Daddy. Take it easy, man. Take it easy. Uh-oh.
We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate developments. Come in, saucer 4X. Come in, saucer 4X. This is Mars. We understand you were stranded.
I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone.
Yes, yes, tell us, what was your reaction to seeing an Earthling?
I almost lost my mind.
What caused this sudden fear?
All it took was a casual look.
Now we switch you to Saucer X2 and an on-the-spot interview with a real Earthling. Come in, X2. Come in, X2. Attention. Where is your crew, X2?
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
This is your on-the-spot Martian. Hey, you there, Earthling, stop. Come back. What is your name?
Nothing but a hound dogger.
Tell us, Earthling, what is the greatest problem of your people?
Why do fools fall in love?
What is this thing called love?
Maybe Umgawa knows. Buwana, 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 Umgawa, Buwana, Buwana, Umgawa, Buwana. There you are.
Well, Earthling, when is the best time for this crazy thing called love?
After the lights go down.
Thank you, Earthling. And now we switch you back upstairs to your favorite disc jockey.
Well, hi again, everybody. How are you? This is back again on station WEIRD. We're Mars, the number one music planet in the universe, with sounds all requestfully for you. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the greatest records of Mars time. And now, we've had thousands of requests from Earthlings asking what a Mars disc jockey looks like.
I'm like a one-eyed cat, peeping in a seafood store.
And now to wind up our show, here's that great, fantastic, fabulous, exclusive record on the Humble label, the number one record down on Earth.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
This is Mars sending a special message to Buchanan and Goodman. Sue us later, alligator, gator, gator.
This is Scott Gorky. I host Everything You Know Is Wrong on NorthofBostonRadio.com on Friday mornings. But when I need some inspiration the night before...
No, it can't be!
But is it?
It is!
I tune into Alex in the Desperate Hours, Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO Medford. And you should too.
Say, that's a good idea.
No, I don't think we ought to go into the woods.
It's fun for most of your family, except for that cousin who majored in poetry.
Why are any of us here? Our lives are but spark. Flickering against the
earth. That crazy place in outer space is very strange to me. The way they talk, the way they walk is silly as can be. They do not do like me and you, but they don't give a whit.
They've won their fame and much acclaim by just the opposite.
Well, just last night the moon was bright, so I got out of bed. And then a face from outer space looked down at me and said,
Bingo, you're where no we.
Bingo, you're where no we.
Do you think we FC we?
Do you think we FC we?
Herzy Poldy, Poper not we.
Herzy Poldy, Poper not we.
Boy, you then hit more away.
Boy, you then hit more away.
Jabbering
about.
Then after a while I saw him smile. I knew I'd found the key.
than hip, more are we.
We are more hip than you.
Thank you.
that's enough for tonight. But there'll be tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. Years of them.
Yeah, it's 7:57 Eastern Time, playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, dreck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Tornadoes and Telstar, 1962 in this country on London. For that, Trevor Duncan with The Vastness of Space from the film La Jetée, 1962. I got it from off the compilation World Cinema in the 60s, Part 1. Came out in the L label in the European Union in 2014. Well, that Annette with Jets Quartet and that crazy space and out of that crazy place and out of space. Split 7-inch with an unknown artist on the Disneyland label in 1958. And we kicked off with Sid Lawrence and Friends with the answer to the flying saucer, UFO, Men from Mars. Yes, this theme tonight was space. And we introduced a couple of space-themed Christmas songs while we're at it. Next week, no theme, but there will be a lot more Christmas songs. So I'll be talking at you next week. My name is Alex. It's always a pleasure. It's mine. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Cape Canaveral to witness the launching of the capsule containing Ham, the little chimpanzee. But first, we'd like to tell you something about him.